It's time for Let's Talk on WPPA, AM 1360, A106 FM, and on the web at WPPARadio.com. Stories making news, special guest interviews, your phone calls, and more. The views expressed on Let's Talk are not necessarily those of the management or staff of WPPA. Now, here's your host, Jay-Z.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to it. Another edition of Let's Talk. It is the fourth Tuesday of the month in our first hour, and that means it is time for Gina Gargano to join us from Explore Schuylkill. Gina, good morning. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Those 4 weeks flew by.
They did fly by.
And now getting more into your type of weather as we talk end of April.
Although today...
Well, yesterday was beautiful. God, yes. I thought I was doing a lot outside.
Did you? Yes. Yesterday was fabuloso. I agree.
I said Gina would be happy with this weather.
And I was. I truly was. The clouds are a little disappointing.
Yeah, and
today.
We've got rain coming in, a chance of it. Tomorrow, really, a lot of rain, so...
Really, rain is okay. Yeah. We need the rain.
I hate rain.
I hate it too, and I think it would be great if the sun shined every day and then we got rain every night, right? And
yeah, that would work.
I think so too, but
that would work.
But that's not how it goes. I'm not sure why it doesn't go. I'm not, you know, like you would think that the design would have been better, but anyway. Then again, it's bajillions of years old too. Maybe it used to be that way, but it can't anymore. The same way me, aging, things I used to be able to do, and now things I can't anymore. I couldn't tell you, but we need the rain, and the temperature's a little lower too today, and that's kind of disappointing for me. That's the most important thing to me besides the sun is the warmth. I like the warmth in my bones. I don't know how you can stand the cold.
I know. I'm finding I'm in the minority more and more with this.
I have too much arthritis to deal with cold.
Well, we had a young lady on last week, and I said the worst conditions like to play in would be the heat, would it be the rain, would it be the wind, or would it be the cold? And again, thinking of you, because right on cue, she said the cold. I don't want the cold. I don't like the cold. I don't like playing in it. So there you go.
I don't like the cold either. What can you do?
Still not opening my eyes yet toward it, but I'm finding out more and more people are in that camp.
Yeah,
and
now I understand why people retired and do the snowbirding thing. It was something I never thought about, literally, in my whole life. I never thought about that. New people that didn't, never thought anything of it. Now that I'm back here in the back 40.
I like that.
Or whatever it is.
I like that.
I'm like, okay, I see how this works, right? Makes sense. Now I get it.
Oh, good stuff.
What can you do? So,
exactly.
Yeah, what can you do? This is it. This is the way things are.
So April is winding down.
Yes,
it
is.
And we're looking forward to May, so I'm sure.
Right, which we roll in this week.
Yes, which is always a busy time, and I'm sure this trip into our studios finds you very busy again.
Oh, yeah. I will say that April was pretty busy. It was. And May, of course, is kicked up to be just as busy. Several big things happen in May.
Your birthday?
No.
Because normally when I do that, that's what people say. It must be your birthday.
Yeah, no, you're the March birthday.
I'm a March, yes.
Yeah, no, I'm February.
Are you? Oh, February, yeah, short month. That's right.
I'm the short month and right before Valentine's Day.
Ah, that's right. So, now I remember, yes.
So... flowers are more expensive and whatever else.
Yeah, which stinks because you're right. They do jack it up. Let's be honest here. Let's be real.
Well, it's a demand thing, too. They have to meet so much demand, right? And then I have a birthday right near it. So, and I love flowers, unlike a lot of people. I shouldn't say a lot of people. I would bet it's probably like a more even split than I think.
Yes.
Because I really enjoy them.
Yep.
I have flower gardens at my house, and I cut, you know, flowers all summer and things like that. Like, I enjoy my flowers, so they're always a very welcome gift for me. You can never go wrong if you show up with flowers for me or you have flowers sent to me. You can never go wrong.
I tip my hat that you grow them at your house because I try not to grow flowers, just greens, because, you know what loves flowers? Bees.
Yeah, I love
bees.
I
hate bees.
We need bees.
I know we do, but I hate them. I have this argument with the master gardeners. I hate bees.
You argue with the master gardeners
about
bees? Yes, because
they say the same thing. I hate them.
Wow.
I hate them.
You're,
I know what ones I hate the worst, and they're out now. Carpenter bees.
The wood
they
bees.
Do nothing.
Here we
so
go.
So we could get rid of those. Honey bees, but carpenter bees, no, I'm sorry. Extinguish them all.
Wow.
Sorry, I digress.
You are a little bit ridiculous. You know you can't eat
just
without bees.
I said honeybees are all right.
There's no food
bees.
For the whole world. For
carpenter
all
bees damage. They bore into the wood.
I know. We have decks. We have a second floor and a first floor deck at my house. I know what they do.
And you get that annoying.
Well, that I don't even notice.
Because they'll buzz your ear. Oh, no. I swear they know when you're afraid of them. Well, because they'll come and torment you.
Is that what it is?
They torment me.
Put
mulch out the other day, taking advantage of that nice day, and there he was. Let me know he's there.
Yeah, we were doing stuff on the weekend too, getting things done on the nice day, trying to get power washing in between the rain. I have a pool to open. There's a lot of gardening because I have vegetables and flower beds. Like it's a whole thing.
I would have traded with you the power washing in the pool over mulch and mowing the grass.
Well, my husband's mulching and mowing, but I have
M&M mulch and mowing.
Yeah, he's the mower and the weed whacker. And but actually, mulching and garden things about things that need to grow, we do together because I don't want you in there just flim-flamming around.
Flim-flamming around.
I don't. You're not going in my rose bed flim-flamming around. No, unsupervised. No.
Now, did you have to, take precautions? You have a rose bed and all that when we get that cold? Because we had some plants out there, and we tried to cover them because, the temperature went down. And I'm like, oh, you got to be kidding me. That roller coaster of Northeast PA.
Yeah, well, this was the first winter that we had a really deep freeze, I felt, in quite some, since, I believe, 2013. Because I remember that being a bad winter. I remember pipes freezing that year.
Yeah.
So.
But that's going back over a decade, like you said.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So, I have to say that most of the time we don't have to wrap anything or do anything. But when you get those bad ones, we will. I will wrap a little bit, but not much, I got to say. Like, and now if I had a fig tree, which I've longed for, right? But you got to wrap them every winter. Pennsylvania is not their friend, but I would like to have one.
My North American redbud, right after it bloomed beautifully, we got that cold snap, and that took care of that.
Oh, yeah. No. Well, my lilacs, too. I noticed, because my lilacs are really high. They're very mature. I can't reach them in the pick. These are tall. They're trees.
Right.
Now
right.
That's not really a hedge anymore.
When do you cross the line from hedge to tree?
I feel like you're out there and you're taking care of it and you're like, all right, this is a full-fledged tree now. Seriously. And so they're up high and I noticed the ones on the top, right? They were nice. They were blooming. Then we got that frost, that freezing day. And the next morning they were like kind of beat up, you know? And I was like, oh.
Oh, yeah.
Lilacs are one of those great gifts of nature. You get, like that 10-day period where the world smells like heaven if you have one anywhere near you.
Oh, yeah.
And then we get frost that kills the thing that you waited all year for your 10 days off or week of.
That's the thing that bugs me, because like you said, it's a short span.
Yes.
And then when you get what, the weather even cuts it shorter.
It can.
Because they're beautiful and they're like in bloom full. They are. I will give you that. Everything. Beautiful. Mm-hmm.
And I love a redbud tree too. I think they're stunning. Mm-hmm. I love them very, very much. And crab apple and weeping cherry and dogwood.
Well, we had a plum one there before, but something got it. Black knot, master gardener said. So we wanted to put another one there. And our good friend Jerry Bowman helped us with that.
Right.
He said the North American redbud. And I'll tell you what. We get people driving by complimenting that tree. It's beautiful when it's in bloom. It is.
It is. And it's native, too.
Yes.
Right?
That was key. That was one of the keys to getting it.
Yes.
And somebody tried a banana tree, the master gardeners told me one time. That is a funny story. And they complain, I don't know why it won't grow. Well, gee, I can't figure that out either. A lot of banana trees in Schuylkill County.
Uh-huh. We're loaded with banana trees. They're definitely a native plant. Bananas, coconuts, pineapple, birds of paradise. What would we do without our master gardeners, though? And the conservation district.
Yep.
And, you know, the conservancy and folks like Jerry and his brethren. You know, they're such a big help. Such a big help, you know.
Hemlock Hannah is doing a tremendous job for Porcupine Patch. Her energy level is unbelievable.
Yeah, well, you know, if you're 20-something.
Well, you had to go there, right? Had to play that card. Play the age card, okay?
I have children older than Hemlock Hannah. she's not that much older than my oldest grandchild. So, yeah.
That puts it in perspective.
Yes. But I'll also say, though, there's also nothing like the energy, I think, though, of young people.
Yes.
They have ideas. They care.
Yes.
You know what I mean? They have ideas. They are not yet jaded in any way, shape, or form. And I personally like working around younger people. I love it. I don't have any of that generational issues, other than the fact that they know that I'm old, moldy oldie and technology impaired, right? They all just know it. They assume it, and they're not wrong. And but I love working with them. And I'm fortunate. I get to work with different kinds of people and different kinds of groups, you know, all over Schuylkill County and our community. And I love young people. I really do.
Yep.
They give you hope.
Yep. And she, you know, coming in for Porcupine Pat, who we all know.
Legend
in the area.
Right?
Absolutely.
The OG.
Yes. That is so true.
But OG Pat. Big shoes to fill.
Yep.
Like, tremendously big shoes. And I think she's fabulous.
Yeah.
And, and the thing that people always liked about Pat was his energy.
Yes.
Right? Positive.
And he still comes in. He was in not too long ago.
Oh, yeah.
Right over there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He still has all kinds of projects on the burner. He comes in and talks with us, in to Explore Schuylkill and talks with us and stuff. That was Pat's calling, and it was clear.
Yes.
I think it was clear. Generations of children as well as adults and everybody in between.
No question.
No question is right. And he's an import.
Yes.
How lucky we are to have a valuable import like that choose us.
Exactly.
Truly. So what's going on?
What's going on?
A lot.
Okay.
Okay. A lot. And it does have to do with, of course, brightening weather and brightening skies and all the other stuff. So one of the first things I'm going to talk about is this coming weekend. This coming weekend is official tourism start for, well, April really kind of kicks off tourism, but officially we kick it off in May. And I can tell you that here locally, Fighters Heaven opens their regular season this weekend with their regular hours. Season starts for them this weekend. And Jerry's Classic Cars and Collectibles, the season starts for them this weekend. Pioneer Tunnel opened last month. Right? Number 9 Mine. I don't know if folks have been out to Number 9 Mine, but they have new exhibits this year. I'm going to get they're fans. They're huge industrial fans, like big as a building, big as a room. You know, they came, I think, from somewhere in the coal region north of us. Like, we're the south, we're the base, the southern, and, you know, and then it goes up to Scranton. Came somewhere north of us. Beautiful, beautiful artifacts, brand new display, cool, right?
Yeah.
That's one thing we can say about our mining attractions. It's always cool. It's always cool and comfortable.
It is.
It's a cool 56 degrees when you're 1,800 feet in underground or into the side of a mountain, depending upon, you know, which mine you're at.
Right.
So they're constantly cool. For the hot days of summer.
Well, we said, if you want to beat the hot days of summer, that's a good trip for you.
It's absolutely a great trip for you. And, of course, our friends at Pioneer Tunnel have the Henry Clay as well, which we know is, you know, Henry Clay was, when they got him, he was one of the last two in the world.
Wow.
Left.
Yeah.
Right? And the refurbishing and whatnot that went into Henry. So
that's all good stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, and also in the same spirit of, like I said, the tourism season kicking off in our community, National Travel and Tourism Week begins this weekend, May 3rd through May 9th. And I just want to let everybody know that National Travel and Tourism Week is celebrated the first week, that first weekend in May. And we celebrate the importance of travel, not just as an industry, although we know economically it is a powerhouse engine, and it keeps going on even when other things don't, because people need to decompress. And that, while that might not always mean a plane trip to Hawaii for 2 weeks, and it often means a road trip or a weekend getaway. And those things are very, very important to our economy. Very important. I mean, most of our local tourism entities around here are either nonprofits, such as the four that I just mentioned, Cars and Collectibles, Muhammad Ali, and two of them are nonprofits, you know. But many are small business owners as well. Very few corporate entities, and that's people and jobs that wouldn't be going otherwise, you know. And we definitely need that. It enriches our lives as citizens in that community. I mean, our lives are enriched just by having the parks, the music, the concerts, the Philharmonic, our state parks, our county park. Like, these are things that make our everyday lives better. The attractions, you know, the brewery to tour, and then the nano breweries to visit and drink and hear music at, and all these different things. They enrich the lives of our citizens as well as bring in visitors' dollars.
Yep.
The things visitors like are usually the things that we as citizens of our community enjoy as well. So it's an important industry that doesn't get talked about a lot.
Right.
So I want to bring that to everybody's attention. And we're proud to welcome travelers from near and far as we celebrate the spirit of exploration, connection, and adventure. Right. That's what tourism is a lot, you know, is about a lot. So whether you're passing through or you're planning a getaway, Schuylkill County invites you to relax, recharge, and experience the warm hospitality of our community this special week. And that is another thing, that we have some of the best, you know, people, some of the most welcoming people. Everybody who goes to Fighter's Heaven has an excellent time. Everybody who goes to Number 9 Mine has an excellent time. Like, we know how to welcome our guests. Yep. We know how to entertain our guests. And of course, our citizens who want to come out and do, you know, things on the weekend or weeknights or what have you. So I just urge everybody who's listening to support, during this season, support your local attractions, your local organizations, your historical societies, you know, your Schuylkill Choral Society, your concerts in the parks, all those things that you have in your community. Take advantage of them, celebrate them, and maybe even say thank you. You know, thanks for being around.
Right.
You make our lives nicer. We appreciate it. Thanks.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're right. So I keep bimbling through here. So Tamaqua Concert Series begins this month. They go May through August. They are on Thursdays on the platform of the 1874 completely restored authentic rail station that was featured on the United States postage stamp right here in Schuylkill County, Tamaqua. Free concerts, beautiful platform, bring a chair or book yourself a reservation at the station restaurant and eat al fresco. How wonderful is that to know that we have those every other Thursday for the next, what is it? May, June, July, August. 4 months.
Wow.
Right.
Yep.
I know.
That's good. That's great.
It's great stuff, right? We have two holidays this month, so to speak. And while I'm, doing my shtick that I do, I'm just going to take a minute to talk about Mother's Day and Memorial Day and local shopping or local patronage, as it were. So for mom, as a mom, I can tell you that I love being taken out to eat, not paying the bill, not cooking the meal, not cleaning up, somebody serving me. We have so many great restaurants to do that in. So think local, please. And I will tell you, a couple of restaurants specifically have Mother's Day buffets or brunches. So I'll start with the Red Lion. Has a Mother's Day brunch and market with Schuylkill Outdoor Markets on the 9th. Summit View Restaurant, Mother's Day buffet every year. Make your reservations. That's on the 10th. Same thing with Friedensburg Country Restaurant. They have Mother's Day buffet every year, too. Also on the 10th, make a reservation. And in Pottsville, the Pottsville Zone has a Mother's Day buffet. And they will all be on the 10th. And you need to make reservations for those because they're going to get wild. The buffets and brunches, they're going to get wild. But let me tell you, like I said, as a mom, and I am a mom who loves to cook. I garden. I like to grow my own food. I like to make things with my hands, homemade. And I still love, you hear me, love.
I heard the inflection, yes.
Being taken out for a delicious meal that I didn't cook, didn't clean up, don't am waited on, and don't pay for. Children, family, friends, however it is you celebrate. A lot of times you celebrate with flowers, too. And so mm-hmm. I would be remiss if I didn't mention Forget-Me-Not Florist, Lessie's Garden, and Greenhouse. I mean, please. Not to mention, or you could cater something for me, you know, get me something from Scott D's, get me something from Hess's, please and thank you. Or the Beehive Salon, everybody wants a gift certificate. Or how about Pristine Cleaning, get a gift certificate for mom, clean her house. Nobody's listening to me. My children are not listening to me right now. They're at work, but I digress. There are, you know, there's a Peace Frog, Hydrangea Cottage, who has wonderful teas every month. There's so many local options that you can use to treat mom, including, can't forget, this weekend is Hope Hill Lavender Farms plant sale. Right, mom loves some real hand-cultivated organic lavender plants, not to mention goodies from the farm store, please and thank you, from their farm store.
One of my favorite.
Oh, the farm store in downtown Pottsville. Yeah, that's another thing. Right?
Angela, man, it's knocking it out of the park.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. Angela and Josiah really put everything they have into that, and it's fabulous. I mean, we buy things there all the time.
First Friday with the farm store. It's a feature.
Absolutely. Yes. Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Because everything I've ever bought, delicioso.
Mm-hmm.
Exceptional leg of lamb for my Easter, I might add. And not everybody has them.
Right.
Right. They have the goat. They have everything. Good. Have you eaten goat?
I've never eaten goat.
It's delicioso.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
We talked about so much stuff. They have squirrel everything. Remember back in the day, parents, grandparents, squirrel man. Oh, I'll tell you.
Yeah. No, squirrel. Yeah, for real.
And squirrel's expensive. I did not realize that. But like I said, part of what Angela does when she comes in, lays it out for us.
Mm-hmm. Rabbit, too.
Rabbit, yeah. That's another one, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Rabbit, that's what I'm thinking. I'm sorry, not squirrel. Rabbit.
Rabbit.
And they've got that, but that's expensive. But, oh, my grandmother, rabbit stew, man, that was it.
Yeah.
Growing up. Yep.
Italian family.
Mm-hmm.
Italians like rabbits.
So?
Boars, all kinds of things.
But they have duck. I mean, you
yes.
Like you said, you name it. Like stuff that you don't normally find places, they have.
Yes, 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 yes. And, you know, we love it. So, and also, like Memorial Day is also a holiday where we could tend to think about food because we like to have picnics or cookouts or a barbecue.
Well, it's a combination.
Or gathering.
That works. I'm going to use that.
Pickouts.
Yeah. Let's have a pickout. I like that. No, I
cook
do.
Nick.
Cook Nick.
Oh, my goodness. Don't mind me. I'm just messing up my job this morning. That's all. So again, you know, you think about the farm store, you think about Covalonics, you think about Stein's Farm Market, you think about Miller Charm Farm. There's so much in our community to have that great pickout or cooknick.
Do you ever have the broccoli salad at Covalonics?
I have.
The best.
Yeah, I like it.
Oh my gosh.
I do. But I also like farm stores.
Yeah. Oh, well, when you go places like that, exactly, that's where you have to get it. Absolutely.
You know, and yes, I do love Covalonics. But there's not much there that I don't
like.
Well,
that's just,
I mean,
exactly.
I'm not a ham eater, right? So Krakowska doesn't, you know.
So you and me are alike in that area. I'm not a big ham eater either.
But I love pork.
Yep. But the other stuff, absolutely.
I love pork, and I love the many ways you can eat pork. But just ham is my least.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is for me. Just not hammy. What can I tell you?
No, I'm with you. I'm with you.
I love the pig, but I'm not hammy.
Love bacon.
Yeah, me too. And pork belly.
Yep.
And tenderloin and all kinds of things. And pork roast, I mean, and sausages. You know, and salami and soprasata of every kind. Like, Italians love the pork. Pancetta, right?
Getting folks hungry for lunchtime.
Yes. But I just, you know. But I'll tell you what I do love. I love prosciutto.
Yeah.
Which is not a ham.
No.
No, because it's air cured and thing, and it's fed, you know, some specific things. And it's a little different, but it's, I guess, as hammy as this girl gets.
There you go.
You know. So I talked about the holidays that are happening in the community, and now I'll just keep moving on with activities. We mentioned the Mother's Day buffets. I will tell you that there is a mom prom at Arrow Studio and events on the 8th, because it's also prom season.
Right.
Yep. I know this from having four daughters and two granddaughters. It's prom season, folks. One of the biggest, best, most waited for, most exciting events that happens in the month of May is Kielbasa Fest.
Yes.
And Heritage Day. Right?
It's coming up.
I know. It's going to be on the 16th. I'll be there.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
And remember, what's the advice? Pace yourself.
Pace yourself. And it's best to go with company.
Yes.
As opposed to solitary. If you can gather up some family and friends, that means more people sharing more items so that everybody gets to sample more things, right? Because you can't just grab, you know, the kielbasa cheesesteak, right?
Oh, my favorite.
Right? And hog the thing down and then think that, right? Because you can't, right? Because there is so much. There is so much delicious food on Heritage Day.
Just right? The smell wafting through that main street as you walk. Oh, goodness.
And the parade, you know, the Parade of Nations, I think, what a spectacle. It's a beautiful parade, a very, very visual parade. I mean, obviously, you know, it's auditory with the music and everything, but the costumes that really just show our history of immigration in Schuylkill County, right? From the first Cofields in the 1800s all the way through till now, right? It shows us the history of all the immigration, and what that means to us. Well, what that means is song and music and worship, right? And food. And culture and heritage, it means so many different things. There's so many different things that every single cultural, what are they? What would we call them? Cultural, well, different countries, I'll just say.
Yeah.
The different countries that are covered, you know, from the early days of Eastern Europe and Italian and Irish and German, right? Our Pennsylvania Dutch roots. And now so many, you know, now we have Dominican, Ecuador. I mean, we have also have Greek. I mean, there's so much. And to see the costumes and hear the music, it's a that parade is just a beautiful and wonderful parade. It is so enjoyable to watch. And then you stay and you have the Kielbasa Kings and the contest and all the food and the polka bands. I mean,
all-star polka band.
Yeah,
yes.
I love them. I love the all-star polka band. They're so awesome. Right? And what a great day in our community.
It really is.
It is. Yep. Keep our fingers crossed for good weather.
Yes. Mother Nature, listen in here. Yes.
Maybe she is. Maybe she's not. I don't know. But that is, I just encourage everybody to put it on your calendar and go out and enjoy yourself in your community.
Indeed. Hold that thought, Gina. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more as we continue. Gina Gargano, our guest from Explore Schuylkill in our studios this morning. Back with more after these messages.
How many times have you heard,
I'm bored, there's nothing to do around here?
You're wrong. Here's why. Explore Schuylkill is your destination for all things Schuylkill. From outdoor recreation to attractions, events, and accommodations, Explore Schuylkill can tell you where to go, what to do, and how to get there. They even have a craft beverage trail. Download an app and discover local breweries, wineries, and distilleries. Be a tourist in your own backyard. Visit Explore Schuylkill at their location along Union Street in Pottsville or check them out online at schuylkill.org.
Tune in tonight for Philadelphia Phillies baseball on WPPA AM 1360 and 105.9 FM A106.
The Phils return home for a quick three-game series with the San Francisco Giants at Citizens Bank Park. First pitch tonight, 6:40.
It all gets underway with the Lehigh Valley Health Network pregame show 30 minutes prior to the first pitch. Phillies baseball on WPPA AM 1360 and 105.9 FM A106.
Best of luck to Jenny Grigolonis of Minersville. Jenny is our Rodnick's Discount Groceries Hoagie Home Run Payoff Inning contestant for tonight's Phillies-Giants game. Our payoff inning will be the bottom of the second. If a Phillies batter goes yard in the bottom of the second, Jenny will win a 7-inch sub of her choice, courtesy of Rodnick's Discount Groceries. If a Phillies batter hits a grand slam, Jenny will win a hoagie tray, courtesy of Rodnick's Discount Groceries. Best of luck to Jenny Grigolonis of Minersville, and best of luck to the Phils.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-518-3899. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-518-3899. That's 800-518-3899. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Looking for top-quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Visit A&M Auto Parts. Proudly based in Pine Grove and shipping nationwide. From power window motors to headlights, door handles, and more, we stock the parts you need for cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. All with free shipping. Order by 2 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, and your order ships same day. That's A&M Auto Parts in Pine Grove, or shop online now at am-autoparts.com. A&M Auto Parts. Parts that fit. Fast.
Step up to the plate, Schuylkill County, because A106, WPPA, and T102 are taking you out to the ballgame. Join us Saturday, May 9th for A106, WPPA, and T102 night with the Reading Fightin' Phils. And here's a pitch you don't want to miss. Free tickets. That's right, no curveballs here. You can grab your free tickets at any of these awesome local spots. The Beer Shack on Route 183 in Schuylkill Haven. Daywald and Lengel, 1 mile west of the 183-443 intersection in Friedensburg, Rodnick's Discount Groceries in Minersville, Schuylkill Technology Centers, Bill's Produce on Long Run Road in Schuylkill Haven, Max Steiner in Schuylkill Haven, The Craft House in Minersville, or swing by the WPPA T102 studios in downtown Pottsville. It's a night of baseball, fun, and hometown pride with your favorite stations, A106, WPPA, and T102. Don't strike out. Grab your tickets while they last, and we'll see you Saturday, May 9th at the ballpark.
WPPA's coverage of spring sports continues. It's exciting high school baseball.
It's Pine Grove area at North Schuylkill. This Tuesday evening, first pitch is set for 6:30, the Cardinals and the Spartans this Tuesday evening.
High school baseball on WPPA, AM 1360, A106 FM, and on the web at WPPARadio.com.
Welcome back, folks. Hour number one of the program on this Tuesday, fourth Tuesday of the month here in April. And that means Gina Gargano from Explore Schuylkill, our guest in studio. Gina, welcome back.
Thank you for having me. I can never say thank you enough, really, being able to be here and, you know, talk about our members. And
people enjoy this program. I had some people rate the programs, and you were right up there.
Really?
Yes.
They
love John Bondura and his crew with the guests he brings in, the Master Gardeners.
Sure.
There's
oh,
you.
Oh, please.
The Historical Society. We mentioned Angela.
Right. So, well, that's nice to know, but I just want you to know, as well as the listeners, that, you know, Explore Schuylkill, we really appreciate the opportunity to be here. So another big event this month, right, is the Pottsville Film Festival. It is back for its second year in a row. Really excited about this. It was very successful last year. One of the things our community could use is more multiple day events. And I know that they require lots of volunteers and a lot of orchestration and a lot of manpower. But having a multiple day event gives people, first of all, more time on there to fit it into their schedule, you know. Mm-hmm. I can't get there this day, but I can get there that day, and we'll enjoy this and that. And also, it gives the businesses in the community, you know, more opportunity to capitalize on the event and participate as well. So I love this event. I also love it because it's not already being done.
Right.
It's an original event. And it has wide appeal. Who does not watch movies?
Right.
Right? It has wide appeal. So it's back again this year. The special guest this year is Richard Klein.
Oh, from
Three's Company. Larry Dallas.
Yep, good old Larry. I loved Larry.
I know, right? Well, the thing about Three's Company was what great comedian.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, it was such a great comedy show, and they all were so good.
I had a crush on Janet. Well, everybody wanted Chrissy, not me. I had a crush on Janet.
Well, there's something to be said for us brunettes. But anyway. Of course, now I'm just gray, but but there was a time. and, of course, John Ritter, mm-hmm. You know.
That was a great show.
Tremendous, right? Yep. So Richard Klein. Who we all know from Three's, not we all know, but mm-hmm. Those of us at a certain age and above all know from Three's Company. But he starred in many different television series as well as Broadway and mm-hmm. film. He's done it all. So he's going to be the special guest this year. And Friday night, the special guest, okay, this is the 29th to the 31st. It is the last weekend. We're about to start the first weekend of May. This will be the last weekend of May. And it'll be the 29th through the 31st. So on Friday, there will be a special guest happy hour. That's with, you know, Richard Klein being there and that. Or no, he's not there. I'm not sure if he's there. Don't quote me on that part. But there's I think maybe he is, though. Special guest happy hour. That's at Black Rock from 4 to 6. And then VIP red carpet party. He'll definitely be there. That begins at 6:30, and that's at the Chopping Block, right? Okay. So you can easily walk one or the other. Yep. Saturday, of course, the main Saturday and Sunday, the big main things are the film blocks. We had, well, I can't remember how many films submitted, but we are showing, oh God, I don't want to get this wrong. I was just at a meeting on Thursday. I know how many came in and I know how many we're showing, but I think we are showing that weekend about 71 films.
Mm-hmm.
And the blocks will be on Saturday and again on Sunday. And then on Sunday, there will also be the award ceremony, who won what, who's best overall, who's best, you know, comedy, short film, student, all the stuff.
Right.
All the stuff. And those things will be at the Majestic Theater, which is, you know, centrally located in Pottsville. And there'll be obviously plenty of restaurants and Pilger Rue and the Historical Society, that everybody's going to be on board for the weekend. So I hope I will see you around, because I will be around. I will. There's also, and all the information for this is at majestic.net. So you just go to the Majestic website. You can purchase tickets for the whole weekend. You can purchase them for certain events. There will be a comedy workshop with Richard,
mm-hmm.
right, for those that are interested in that. And, of course, for all the different blocks, you know, you can they'll lay them all out. They're all laid out for you to see. And, you know, so if you're following a student, because you have a student with, because this involves all the local post-secondary education, as well as our local high schools. You know, this went out to everybody. So you might have a student, you'll know where their film is, what block of tickets to buy.
Mm-hmm.
So come out and see us. And I'm going to keep going.
Okay.
Outdoors. It's May. What's there to do? Valley View Park. They have Route 61 in concert on the 9th and the Nomads Band on the 23rd. Bubeck Park in Schuylkill Haven will be home to Haven in Bloom on the 23rd. Schuylkill Haven Island Park will, the Schuylkill Haven Recreation Committee will be having Trout Rodeo, those two words together,
mm-hmm.
Trout Rodeo on the 23rd in Island Park, which is our beautiful Schuylkill River. Lakewood Park, if you haven't been, you need to go up and have a good time. They have a beautiful outdoor patio, beautiful outdoor band, amphitheater,
mm-hmm.
and an outdoor bar, as well as their camp store, cafe, and restaurant. And they have the Legends playing on the 9th, Brant Quick on the 14th, the 28th is Ryan Kishbaugh, and there's karaoke on the 30th. And it is a beautiful night out alongside the lake, enjoying yourself. Hikes and programs. Landingville Marsh Hike on the 17th. That will be led by Rob and Tracy on Saturday the 17th. This trail is 4 miles in length. It's easy. We'll be looking for, they, should you choose to join, you, everyone, will be looking at vernal pools, critters, they'll stop at the Auburn Dam, the whole bit. So if you want to take part in the Landingville Marsh Hike on the 17th, call 570-467-2506 to register. Sweet Arrow Lake, I know that I'm going to mess up this word, Sweet Arrow Lake, on the 2nd, is having a spring, which is this weekend, spring nature walk with Goyotaku art.
Okay.
Goyotaku art. Don't know that any better. I'm sorry. That's at Frog Hollow. Frog Hollow, spring nature walk with Goyotaku art on the 2nd. On the 3rd, with Hemlock Hannah, who we were just talking about,
yep.
at Sweet Arrow Lake, the parking lot pavilion, is going to do a foraging walk. History of Foraging, which a lot of folks are into now, and the mushrooms and the different things are coming, right? Ramp season, all this stuff's upon us. Upon us. So, Hemlock Hannah, on the 3rd at Sweet Arrow Lake County Park, History of Foraging. And, of course, at the park also, at the end of the month, on the 25th, will be the Memorial Day concert, which is free and open to the public for a donation with none other than our big M&J Big Band. Always a beautiful time. Come on out. Swatara State Park. They will have the Bear Hole Trail drive-through on the 8th and the 9th. They have a hike to Bordner Cabin on the 20th. A salamander safari on the 23rd. And Survival 101. I know, isn't that cool, on the 30th?
Yep.
I know, that's something to think about if you're planning on having to survive. I mean, which I think none of us plan on as much as we might need to.
Yes.
Quite frankly, especially living in a wooded, you know, in, well, you know, in Appalachian, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
We surprisingly know less about that than we might want to believe. So Survival 101. On the 30th in Swatara State Park. Check it out. Hawk Mountain. Right? The list here is endless. But it always is every month.
Yeah.
Right? And how world-renowned. Right? World-renowned.
Yes.
Here we are. So, on the 2nd, this weekend, beginning this weekend, there is Warbler Walk in the Native Habitat Garden. And a Warbler... That's on the 2nd. And a Warbler Walk at Pine Swamp on the 3rd. Itty Bitty Nature Buddies is on the 6th, and their benefit for the birds. This is one of their very, very big benefits. They do 2 a year, Birds and Brews, and benefit for the birds. So the benefit for the birds will be on the 8th. Songbird Migration Station on the 9th. Also, it's World Migratory Bird Day on the 9th. Spring Native Plant Sale. This is always a big one. They have their big... their spring native plant sale, and it's Saturday the 16th. The Secret World of Bats is also going on that day. Invasive Species at Hawk Mountain on the 17th. Military Appreciation Days, that is the weekend of the 22nd through the 25th. Raptors Up Close on the 25th, and Bird Watching for Beginners on the 30th. I know, how cool, right?
Yeah.
Golf. We have Mountain Valley, the 35th annual St. Joseph's Classic will be on the 15th, and Tamaqua Rescue Squad Golf Tournament will be on the 30th. That's Mountain Valley. Hidden Valley has the Pottsylvania Crimson Tide Football Club Tournament on the 16th. Off-roading, because we have it all here. People say that we don't, but we do. We really do. Our natural woodlands. We have it all. Off-roading. So there will be an FRO. There will be a Memorial Day camp and ride the weekend of the 22nd through the 26th. And the Burma Connector Day Pass weekend is the 30th and the 31st. Roush Creek will be doing their 2026 Rock Crawler Suspension Roush Creek Rumble. That's so much.
That's a mouthful.
I know. And that's the weekend of the 30th as well. Now I'm going to move in arts.
Okay.
Culture, history, heritage, all that great stuff. Mud and Maker, popular classes, fill up all the time. Here's what I know is still open. On the 1st, they have Create Your Own Tea Bag / Cracker Box.
Okay.
A wall hanging vessel on the 2nd, trinket bowl on the 4th, frog jars on the 9th and the 21st. They're big popular ones that fill up, and a soap dish on the 19th. At the Historical Society, their 250th, every month they're going to be doing history programming. It's going to have something to do with the 250th. And this is the tragic story of Fred Ankerstor. And that is on the 21st, which this is a World War II story. About a Schuylkill Haven, a young man from Schuylkill Haven who enlisted in the army in World War II and was captured and sent to Berge concentration camp in Germany. That's going to be on the 21st, and I think it's going to be very interesting. I talked about the Majestic Theater being the home of the Pottsville Film Festival the 29th through the 31st. The Actors Guild of Schuylkill County and the Kelsey Theater, they're doing Peter Pan Jr. on the 8th. The Council for the Arts, they have, of course, May is a big month for them. This weekend will be their inaugural Kentucky Derby Garden Party, which I would love to be going to, but I have a wedding. There's a Suncatcher Mosaic Art Workshop on the 7th and the Music on the Mansion series. Music at the Mansion series, which begins for summer and is a Sunday each month of the summer with a food truck and bevies and donation to get in and beautiful outdoor music venue. That'll be on the 17th. Walk-ins big to-dos for this month are a tea towels and Mother's Day brunch on the 9th, and a paint like Bob Ross, because everybody wants to paint like Bob.
Love Bob Ross.
I know, everybody loves
him. I still
him.
Watch him on the Create channel.
I know, that's what I'm saying. So they have a paint like Bob Ross on the 16th, and many other weekend, many, something every single weekend. That's for sure, including this weekend, it's the Art of I Do, the wedding experience down there. And then I have all kinds of just, you know, I call it general.
Okay.
Because I don't always have a category to put all the different things into. I just don't. Hope Hill Lavender Farm, I mentioned their annual plant sales on the 2nd. They're also a great place for Mother's Day shopping. And they will be at Geisinger St. Luke's doing a market on the 6th in Oryxburg. Tree of Life Shop up in Ringtown, where we have also a wonderful winery known mm-hmm. as Smoky Hollow. They are doing Moon Phase Canvas Paint and Sip on the 3rd and a Succulent Teacup Planter and Tea Party on the 23rd. The Farm Store, she'll be doing a Taste of the Farm Store on the 30th. That's a yearly event that they do every year. I suggest you go to it. What happens in May that everybody knows about that's a big deal too? Free Comic Book Day. It's the 2nd, so Pottsville Library will be doing that up, and so will Alchemist Cove. Lessie's, I mentioned Lessie's garden and greenhouse shop. They will be doing their spring fling this weekend. The Pottsville Free Public Library, I said that they will be doing up Free Comic Book Day, but they have so many other things going on this month, just a ton. Maid's Quarters has afternoon teas on the 2nd, the 17th, the 21st, and the 21st one is tea and a tarot party. And Hydrangea Cottage Tea and Gifts on the 16th and 17th. Washington Hotel has, well, first of all, pretty soon they'll be opening up their Morgan stage and there will be music every single weekend. But I do know that Chris Harp is scheduled to be there on the 30th. And so, as I said, so much, mm-hmm. so much. And obviously our wineries, our breweries, our distilleries, all with food trucks on the weekends or live music or karaoke or special workshops. So if you need to know where to go and what to do, mm-hmm. just go to schuylkill.org or you can visit our social media. Our social media talks about all of these things and more. And, of course, all the organizations that I spoke about this morning, you know, go to their socials and see what they have going on, because there is plenty to do. Believe me, plenty to do this month.